quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, New Pacific 3 Eastern, Sunday 3 Pacific 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. It is Tuesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. It is Booker T Appreciation Night tonight. So we're going to talk about that and everything else they have planned for NXT tonight. We got six segments announced for the show. Tomorrow's Dynamite, we got two segments coming off the pay-per-view this past weekend. And then, of course, a lot of news heading into WrestleMania 42. We have five confirmed matches for the show, including, well, we know who Brock Lesnar is going to be facing now. That was the opening angle on Raw last night, which was a very good angle. We'll tell you about that. Also got updates on Dominic Mysterio. Referee Dallas Edwards, who we talked about last week, who got clobbered in a match and ended up having a seizure, and it was quite the story last week. So we'll give you an update on him. WWE ticket sales for WrestleMania, including some new tickets they have put on sale. You want a special seat? Well, they're doing all sorts of gimmicks to try to get you to buy tickets. We got a new one. Also have some updates on some AEW trademarks. The New Japan Cup, got an update on that. Kevin Owens and Will Ospreay and Steve Austin, a lot of news. And, of course, we will finish today with the legendary Raw report from last night. If you want to text us here today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com is the email. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. And I'm at Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Filthy joins us after the break, I believe. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. It has been quite a week of technical issues and this and that. Yesterday I was gone and Filthy was going to step in, but the box he uses to connect just died a death. And apparently today it's still dead. Is that right?
I have an update, Brian.
What's that?
B-E-D, dead. That's the update. However, I can also provide this for you because I am currently on the website for this very product. And I would like to note that this product has been superseded.
Yes, there is.
Product.
There's a new one out.
No further spare parts, accessories, or servicing can be provided for this product. Software availability is limited to the last official release.
Yeah, they want us to buy the brand new one, so
it appears that way.
I want to get that one fixed because that's irritating. But anyway, yeah, Tom is now here via photograph. That is George Hackenschmidt right there.
Can we please not use Hackenschmidt? Like, honestly, he's not my favorite of those pioneers.
It's just what we got right now, dude. It doesn't matter. It's not you one way or the other, bro.
It matters to me.
All right.
I want Henry
Jared, H.M. Defer, D-U-F-U-R.
H.M. Defer, the former collar and elbow champion of America and the world. God. We are here on St. Patrick's Day. How can you not have me represented by an Irish collar and elbow champion, Brian?
Well, Tom, because quite frankly, no one on earth cares except you. That's why. But the request has been put in. We will try to replace that photograph with H.M. Defour. Happy?
I don't want to be some loser like George Hackenschmidt.
Get out of here.
Guy got stomped out.
George Hackenschmidt is going to outlive both of us, so... What did you think of that AEW pay-per-view? I hear you didn't get to talk about it much yesterday. What did you think of Revolution?
I didn't get to talk about it at all.
Okay, well, that's a chance.
It's too much. It's a bit much, if you ask me.
Boomer.
Oh, come on. It wasn't so much the length of the show to me as it was the girth of it.
Is that right?
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, there was a lot. There was definitely a lot on that show. Hey, listen, I thought Revolution, up until the main event, was pretty much the greatest pay-per-view that they had ever done. And in fact, I think if you would have taken out the dogs match and maybe the best of three falls match and shortened the main event by about 20 minutes and gotten rid of the syringe and the light tubes, I think it would have gotten like 100% thumbs up votes for the greatest AEW pay-per-view of all time. But the issue is that Tony has to always go just a little past where it should be. Like, it's never less is more or even just the right amount. It's always, let's go like a little past that, which of course delights the real hardcore fan base, but it is a barrier to everyone else. So,
Brian.
Yes.
I would describe it as an exercise in excess.
Yes, that's what it was.
When it comes to these AEW pay-per-views.
It was an exercise in excess. And didn't need to be, which is what kind of the irritating thing is. Didn't need to be. Like, it was already the best pay-per-view they'd ever done. We didn't have to try to, you know, shoot it further through the stratosphere. But that is what they did. And obviously the big talking point at the end. I've thought about a lot of things over the last couple of days. You know, I did the first Brian and Vinny show immediately after the show was over. Like, I walked upstairs from the show ending and I did the show. And by the time I got to, like, reviewing the main event, like, I was flat out mad. And a few days have passed, and I will say this about the stip, okay? Hangman and MJF, the storyline was that if Hangman lost, he could never challenge for the AEW title again, okay? And you know they're going to break that stip. Okay. And like, once they do, like, it's all whatever, you know? You'll never be able to really trust a stipulation again. And I think it's a terrible idea. I know a lot of people there that thought it was a terrible idea. I know there are a lot of fans that thought it was a terrible idea. And I was really down on it because, number one, like, there's no win. You either break the stipulation and people can never trust your stips again. Or Hangman, who is really the guy behind this recent rise of AEW, you know, his chase of Jon Moxley for the title and his title win at All In. Like, if AEW is bigger now than it's been a long, it's because of Hangman. But over the last couple of days, I have learned that their fan base doesn't care. Even though they say they care, like, we don't want this to be WWE, you know, we like what's different about AEW, the reality is they actually don't care. All I've heard over the last several days is, hey, you know, they can do this, or here's the way around it, or here's the, it's all WWE stuff, like, oh, you know, he gave his word, but he'll break his word and turn, like, this is all, that's what WWE would do. I found that they're fine with that. So, if their audience is fine with this just being like whatever, then who cares? Like, you got to book for your audience. And it appears their audience really doesn't care if they just break stips. So that's what's going to happen, and whatever. I don't care.
I mean, Brian, would you be okay?
I cared because I thought they cared. Clearly they don't. Yes, Tom.
Would you be okay with something along the line? I mean, you're going to be okay with it regardless. I don't think it's going to affect your life greatly one way or another, but something along the lines of Paige, because to me it always seems like they wanted to do this kind of dual world title thing like New Japan did with the Intercontinental title. And, you know, is this perhaps a chance for Paige to grab one of those other belts and raise its level, raise its prestige in AEW to the point where maybe even the world champion is clamoring to challenge for that title?
Hey, listen, there's a lot of different things that they can do, okay?
He could turn heel.
But your scenario involves him never challenging for that title again. I don't buy it. I think that he is going to challenge for that title again. And, you know, listen, it could be a great story. People could love it. I don't think people understand. I think a lot of the people that, like, don't think this is a big deal, they don't have kids, okay? I got two kids. One of them, Paisley, when she was 3 years old. 3 years old. How many of you have memories from when you were three? Anybody? Well, anyway, she was 3 years old, and she lost this toy, and I immediately bought a replacement. Okay. And Winnie was like, that was a big mistake. And at the time, I didn't understand, but I do now. Bro, she doesn't remember anything from when she was three, except when I bought her that replacement toy. So she is now 10, and anything that she has ever lost, well, daddy will just buy me another one. Well, daddy will, I did this one time when she was three. You guys don't understand. Like, when Hangman challenges for the world title again, it doesn't matter what Tony does from that point forward. Nobody's going to buy it. Even if he sticks with every single one from that point forward, every single one till the end of time, there's always going to be, yep, but you know what? Hangman challenged for the title again. You can never go back. Once you do it the one time, you can never go back. So that's just reality. And if you're fine with that, like, that's fine. If you're fine with, you know, the kid's 10 and she loses some toy and she's still begging you to buy her another one because you did it when she was... If you're fine with that, then this doesn't matter. But if you think that they should be different and they should honor Stipps and fans should be able to trust the promoter when he says something is going to happen, this is a gigantic mistake. You don't realize it here clearly at the time, but you will realize this down the road after it's done, and nobody ever buys any of these Stipps again. And all they do is they go back and they go, Hangman broke the Stipp, brother. It doesn't matter if he's done 100 that he's stuck to. There's always going to be that one. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Hey, Tom, you know Dallas Edwards?
I believe I have been on some shows with him. I recognized his face when I saw the terrible video. Good Lord.
What did you think of that whole thing?
Come on. What did I think? It was deplorable. Absolutely terrible. Horrific. Like, what were these guys doing? You've got to know.
Yeah.
If you're the wrestler coming off the top in that situation, you've got to realize how hard you hit the person. If you don't know, you know, after making that contact, that's an issue in and of itself.
Well, the thing is, he did know. I mean, you could see that he immediately went down, knew he was hurt, and was like, cradling his head. He clearly knew he was hurt, but then he just went right back working when somebody grabbed him.
Well, yeah, the other guy grabbed him, and then whoever pushed him out of the way while he was seizing up on the ground. These people, I mean, honestly, they probably shouldn't wrestle again. I wouldn't want to wrestle in there. I wouldn't want to be in the ring with somebody who, if my life was at risk, are so negligent with another person's health.
The update is that he is on his way home. Actually, he is home. He went home, I believe, on Sunday, and continues his recovery there. So that's good news that he is out and home, and hopefully, you know, I've been told he's in good spirits and communicating with people, and hopefully everything will turn out great. But he had a subdural hematoma, concussion. And is taking some time off to get his health and life back in order. So, all the best to him. Dominic Mysterio also got clonked over the weekend. Originally, Raw was going to be Dominic Mysterio versus Dragon Lee. But Dominic was in concussion protocol last night. Now, that doesn't mean, I want to make this clear, doesn't mean he has a concussion. Anytime you get clobbered and you get like a big, you know, whatever on your head, bleeding, whatever, they put you in concussion protocol, which is basically we monitor you and check to see if you have a concussion. The fact that he wasn't on Raw when this happened over the weekend, I think it was Saturday it happened and he wasn't on Raw, that suggests he does have a concussion, but that's not confirmed, and they never will confirm it anyway. But anyway, he was not able to do the show, and so instead we got Penta and Dragon Lee in a unplanned match, which actually was one of the highlights of Raw.
Brian, can I say something real quick about concussions?
Sure.
Because, like, it's not a cut or dry thing, you know? It's like there's a very large gray area when it comes to head injuries. And a lot of times you don't know the severity of it right off the bat. So, I mean, he could have just gotten, you know, he could have seen a flash, not had a concussion, but it's better to take those precautions. You know, he could have been rocked, could have a concussion. You know, it's not like it's like yes or no. It's kind of like being right-handed or left-handed. You know, it exists on some sort of wide, far-ranging spectrum when it comes to concussions. So the better... the safer, the better.
Though there will not be a Continental Classic until late 2026, this from the front page of WrestlingObserver.com, AEW made a trademark filing this week that could be related to the tournament. They applied to trademark the term Continental Cup on March 16th. The application details it's listed to the filing to cover goods and service related to pro wrestling. So I guess we'll see if that means that the Continental Classic is going to become the Continental Cup. The whole, you know, the Continental Belt thing is always like, it's always weird because, of course, you know, the winner became the Continental Champion, and then they did the deal where they unified these championships, and then only one championship was up for grabs in the tournament. And then, like, one time they said that Okada was going into it not as champion, But then later they said he was the champion. I think it would be easier if the Continental Classic is just for a cup, not a belt. If you win the cup, like the G1, you can challenge for the AEW world title at such and such a date. But I don't think we need a continental title and a national title and an international title and a TNT title. I mean, we don't need all of these belts, clearly.
What belt does Moxley have?
Now?
He's the Continental Champion?
Now he is the Continental Champion.
Okay. So that is of the U.S.?
None of that continent? Is ever specified.
Hold on. So that's a North American continent, right? The national, who's the national champion?
Well, the national champion is now Jack Perry.
Jack Perry, but that belt can be defended internationally on okay. And then there's the international title and Okada.
Yes.
Is the international champion?
Yes. And can be defended nationally or internationally, but mostly nationally.
And Deonna Purrazzo, still the ROH TV Women's Champion?
I have no idea. But we also have the TNT title.
Oh, no, it would be the Pure Champion.
Which can be defended on TBS. Got it? Okay.
It can also be defended on pay-per-view.
It can. It can, in fact. All right, we got the update on the New Japan Cup. This is the New Japan Cup date from...
Good one.
Jeremy Finestone. You can thank him. Speaking of strong style. The latest in the New Japan Cup has the tournament down to the final four. Over the last week, Yuya Uemura beat Shingo. And Bolton Oleg beat Hanare. And then Ren Narita. So on Friday, it is Yuya Uemura versus Bolton Oleg. On the other side, Callum Newman beat Hartley Jackson. Haruki Goto beat Jake Lee, thank God. And then Goto fell to a low blow from Callum Newman. Shota Umino then beat Yujiro Takahashi and Zack Sabre Jr. Yes, Shota beat Yujiro. Zack Sabre Jr. beat Oiwa. And then Shota beat Zack. So this Friday, it is Shota Umino versus Callum Newman. And the winners of these matches will head to the finals on Saturday. And the winner of that match gets an IWGP title shot at Sakura Genesis against Yota Tsuji. So at Sakura Genesis, it will be Yota Tsuji versus either Yuya Uemura, Shota Umino, Callum Newman, or Bolton Oleg. Take your pick.
Brian.
Yes.
In other big New Japan news, are you aware that on April 11th through April 12th, Abima Television is celebrating its 10th anniversary, and they will have a 30-hour broadcast, which will include the chance for applicants to pin Wolf Aaron for over $60,000.
Really?
If you can get a
We're going back. It's amazing you're telling me the story is H.M. Dufour. We're going back to challenge matches in the 1800s in the carnivals?
Yep.
Wow.
Applications available March 17th.
Wow.
You going to get in on that or what?
I might. Hey, I should mention that WrestleMania, the latest ticket sales that we've gotten, this would be from 5 days ago. They are currently at 37,000. And so I'm trying to find out how many tickets they sold since the last update. Not a lot, but...
I'd say 316.
Last year, they did 60,000 in the building, same building, and they're stuck at 37 and 38. Now, they've got a new plan. You heard this new idea?
No.
WWE is opening up new WrestleMania tickets with a, quote, one-of-a-kind, elevated viewing experience.
I did see that, actually. You know what? That actually sounds kind of cool.
They are selling tickets to seats above the stage. WWE, in partnership with the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority, announced fans can purchase seats positioned atop the iconic WrestleMania 42 set for the first time ever when a premium live event takes place on April 18th and April 19th. They have not announced prices for these seats. My question is, like, where exactly, like, are these seats? I mean, are wrestlers in danger of having things dropped on them as they come through the entranceway? I mean, are we right above where they come out? And well, fans okay. going to be throwing hot dogs at whoever?
No, no, no. You know what my guess is that they're building in some sort of seating arrangement, like bleachers into the actual set. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like not like you're going to be up on top of it like it's the Green Monster in Boston. You can toss stuff over the side. But instead, maybe they'll have, you know, some elaborate set, like a dragon or something, and you'll be sitting in the right behind the head of it.
Hmm. Well, I guess we'll find out. But those tickets are on sale, guys. So if you're looking
maybe
for...
Maybe it'll be like Krang in Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
And they'll have a giant bust of Dwayne Johnson. And you can sit.
You know whose bust isn't going to be there? It's Dwayne Johnson.
John Cena?
No.
You could sit in his bicep. You would love that.
Who could
How much would
be?
You pay for that?
Dude, I've been given various offers for WrestleMania. I've not accepted one yet. These tickets are still priced too high. But I would like to go. But we're going to find out very soon how the 316 deal went. WWE offering 31.6% off. Not just WrestleMania, by the way, everybody. Everything that WWE sold was 31.6% off yesterday. You could have got a $500 belt for 31.6% off, like all of it. But
wait a minute, all the merch was too?
Yeah, everything.
I didn't know that.
Yep. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
If you're serious about investing in gold or silver, Allegiance Gold will give you an additional $5,000 in free gold to add to your portfolio. They can help you buy any amount of gold or silver, even roll over your current IRA into gold. They've helped thousands invest millions in gold over the years, with prices that are some of the best in the industry, with fees that are fair, reasonable, and transparent. Protect your wealth with gold. Save on your gold or silver pricing when you buy from the top-rated Allegiance Gold. Invest in gold or silver today by calling Allegiance for your free gold guide. And learn about the $5,000 free gold offer with qualified purchase. Call now.
800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. That's 800-413-1937.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654, 800-915-9654, 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Tom, are you doing the Raw report today, or am I?
I can handle it, but I have a request.
Yes, HM Filthy.
I'm not doing it unless we now get a picture of the Boston Strong Boy, John L. Sullivan, up.
Oh, could you stop? Jared's trying to produce the show, and you're trying to send him on a wild...
It's St. Patrick's Day. How do you not have these guys lined up? You should have...
God, help me.
Pictures of Jake Kilrain, Patty Ryan, Sheamus.
Okay, let's start with Raw. Opening segment was great.
Excuse me, what'd you say?
Opening segment was great.
Not on this show?
On Raw.
Wrestling Observer Live?
Get out of here. Let's do this. Do I need to take over or what? Let's go.
Raw started off with Seth Rollins. He went to the ring with a bevy of masked men. He actually said, this seemed much like the AEW pay-per-view, a bit in excess to me, but he said anyone standing next to Paul Heyman is now marked for death.
Yeah, it seems excessive.
What is this, a Steven Seagal movie?
Yeah, brutal.
Heyman came out, and he looked like he was the actual death. Death incarnate. He said the rule, and Seth Rollins is breaking this rule, I guess, is F-A-F-O. F around, find out. F-A-F-O, F-A-F, five. Which brought out Brock Lesnar, who killed all the men in black.
Actually, he didn't. He killed 75%, and 25% just went running for their lives. There was and one of these guys obviously was an indie worker. I'm sure they all were. But one of them did a post on Twitter. He was like, not my best decision. And he showed like footage. And what happened was like he jumped and Brock hugged him and then kind of threw him into the steps. And it was kind of like, I mean, I'm sure that wasn't, you know, a day off, but that guy wasn't even close to the guy that got murdered the worst. There was this one dude.
Suplexed on his head into the barricade.
Oh, my God. This guy got sent upside down, overhead, into the barricade, and straight down on his freaking noggin. I'm not even sure this guy's alive. And I want to find out who that guy was. I want to send him flowers or something. That was brutal. But I did greatly enjoy Brock killing all these nerds.
He went face-to-face with Seth Rollins before the arena went black and the music of the ruler, Oba Femi, hit. He did his walk down to the ring. He went face-to-face with Brock, who then lunged at Seth. And then he turned back to Oba Femi and was pop-up powerbombed.
Pop-up press powerbomb.
He gave him a pop-up last ride.
Yeah. That was pretty awesome.
And then put his foot on Brock's chest, pointed towards the Mania sign. Man, Brock's going to put this guy over at Mania. It's going to be awesome. You got to know that Brock Lesnar respects this guy because Brock Lesnar's daughter is a shot put champion. And so was Oba Femi.
Oh, how about that? How about right? that?
Think about it.
You know, the only thing I didn't like about this segment, and maybe they'll explain this to, like, Seth had Oba in the wings waiting. But, like, if the idea is that Oba just did this on his own to accept the open challenge, like, Seth is an absolute moron in storyline. Because he came out with all these nerds. Brock Lesnar starts killing these nerds left and right. Literally, the story is, the nerds are here because Seth isn't cleared yet. Seth just stands in the ring while this is happening. Brock then hits the ring with three men to protect Seth. Seth just stands there like an idiot while Brock kills these guys. It's like, okay, Seth, what was your plan once you had no more protection? Now, the funny thing is that once Oba came to the ring, the reason Brock was distracted is because Seth kind of started sneaking towards Brock. And Brock just turns around and goes, ah! And Seth went running for his life. At which point, it's like, why weren't you running for your life earlier? I didn't like the Seth part of this, but I thought the part with Oba and Brock was pretty much awesome. And Brock killing the nerds.
Yeah. The part where they got the crowd to go absolutely crazy for all of it, that was my favorite part.
Yeah, it was awesome.
We had El Grande Americano, who's a babyface in Mexico. He's a heel in the U.S., defeating the original El Grande Americano, who was a heel here in the U.S. However, he was a babyface in Mexico, but he's now a heel in Mexico. However, supposed to be a babyface here, who gets either a heel reaction or no reaction. You got it?
And the funniest thing is, before the match started, they showed footage of them in Mexico getting the opposite reaction right before this match started.
Oh, just to make this easier, Chad Gable,
yes,
hit the well-known lucha technique, the Chaos Theory German suplex. But then the Americanos interfered. One of them loaded El Grande's mask, Ludwig Kaiser's mask, with the metal plate. And when Gable hit the flying headbutt, it knocked him out instead.
That was so wacky.
Yeah, like, you know what? You remember when they did this similar thing with Bret Hart and Goldberg?
Yes.
Do you remember how long Bret Hart laid there?
Well, yeah, Bret sold it too.
On the ground after the spear forever.
Yes. That's not what happened here.
But I will say, though, it's not like Grande, like, popped up. You know what I mean? He rolled over. He made the cover.
Well, that's because he was also selling another move. Like, he had to have someone else put the thing in his mask because in storyline, he was already hurt. So we don't know if he was selling the headbutt or if he was just still selling whatever move put him in that position. But it's silly to do a diving headbutt, and it hurts the guy. It hurts one guy that hits a plate, but not the other guy who has a plate driven into his head. Like, if you're doing an injury angle, he would have put a metal plate on Ludwig's head and then did a diving headbutt onto it. That would have been an injury angle.
No.
But in this, it was the opposite.
Yeah, I think you just do a different move.
Well, you'd probably do a different move.
A diving stomp or
something. The idea of putting something on someone's head and then doing a move on it is always to injure the person who has the thing on their head. This was the opposite.
Roman and the Usos threatened CM Punk. Roman threatened CM Punk that the Usos will threaten him, I think. Then they agreed that being a father is better than being a wrestler.
Yeah, this was the most bizarre segment because
I agree with them.
Yeah, this was like a total babyface segment. Like, Roman is back. I mean, I think they are babyfaces, but they're like teasing a heel edge.
Roman's back there just
going like, you guys, you know, we never saw our fathers. But you know what? We paid our dues, and now for my children, it's going to be different. This world can call me a part-timer. I don't care. My legacy is I'm going to be a dad. I was like, way to go, dude. You are getting to be a part-timer and a dad and also being paid $5 million a year. You're a hero. That's what I thought.
There was a Liv Morgan promo package ahead of her challenge of Stephanie Vaquer at Mania. They talked about getting rid of Finn Balor. Bayley challenged AJ Lee for the Women's Intercontinental Championship. Bayley missed the top rope elbow. AJ Lee locked on the Black Widow for the submission win in the center of the ring. And then Becky Lynch attacked AJ Lee from behind, threw her into the entrance set. When I say she beat her up, I mean that in the nicest way possible. As far as like putting over the beating and also the amount of effort Becky put into actually hurting AJ.
Yeah, but this brawl was so light, it was silly. Like,
and then she whacked her with the belt. Yeah, while I was watching it, all I could think about was that quote in Danielson's book about wrestling in WWE being a parody of pro wrestling.
I mean, that's, I was like, even I would have told someone to stiffen up a little bit, and I'm as light as they come, man.
But this was, shut up.
This was silly.
Penta did an open challenge for the Intercontinental title that was answered by Dragon Lee.
After he did a great promo. He's my favorite promo in this company.
He's your favorite promo in the company.
I think so. I absolutely adore Penta promos and singing. But that's another matter entirely.
I mean, I guess I could see it. Anyways, he won with the Canadian destroyer or the Mexican destroyer. Like, the finish looked awesome because Dragon Lee took it, and then he fell into the ropes. Like, he popped up, and it looked like he was going to come back with a fighting spirit spot, but then he just fell over and was pinned.
Devastating move.
Hell yeah. Natty Neidhart, the low-key legend, made her rival and former protege Maxine Dupri tap out clean.
Yeah.
In the center of the ring.
I think this experiment has ended. That's what it looked like to me.
I got a feeling this Maxine Dupri is turning heel.
Could be turning heel.
Would be my...
I mean, she does heelish promos for a babyface, if we're being honest.
I mean, what else are they going to do with her?
I don't know, man. She honestly should... I know that they think she's extremely attractive, and thus she was fast-tracked to the main
roster.
Who
are they? The world?
Well...
the planet Earth?
Realistically, she should have spent far more time in developmental and done far more matches in Evolve and then NXT. She just got shoved to the main roster, and it's not like the old days where you get called up to the main roster and work four nights a week and actually really improve fast. She got called up to the roster, and she never has matches. You're not going to get better working two matches a month, even with Natty. So it's like, it's just not working. She needs to go back and have a bunch of matches where people don't see her learning and then bring her back.
Yeah, was it? It was later on. Later on, there was a backstage segment with, I think, Bayley and Lyra agreeing to go for the tag titles.
Yes.
And then Asuka and Kairi as well. But in the background, you could see Maxine Dupri sitting on the ground sulking and Austin Theory, of all people, consoling her.
Yes.
So, hey, at least it would be something. Where were we? Randy Orton was going to do an interview, but he did not do an interview.
No. Nah.
Instead, he was on the phone with somebody. Then he left us with some words. Those words were, there's more than one royal family. He said that whoever he was on the phone with reminded him, gave him some words, and told him that he's a killer. So, you think it's going to be Cowboy Bob Orton?
I don't really think it's going to be Cowboy Bob, but I thought that would be.
I who do you think it is?
Dude, I haven't given it 2 seconds of thought because I don't know.
I think it's Roman, but
could be. That's actually not the because he did give that same advice to Jey Uso, and clearly they're at some point going to do Cody and Roman again, maybe even at SummerSlam, because you know Cody just did that interview about being on the set with Roman and like talking about how they're weird together, and you know I could actually see that happening.
Stephanie Vaquer defeated Raquel Rodriguez. Liv Morgan tried to interfere. Io Sky ran down, chased her away. Raquel wiped her out through the announce table, something fierce, with a tackle. And then Vaquer came off the apron onto Raquel, threw Liv into the announce area, and then Raquel went for the Tijuana bomb, but she was defeated as Stephanie Vaquer got a cradle and pinned her.
Yes.
I thought the match was all right.
It was, I don't know.
Yeah. LA Knight still beefing with the Usos backstage. And then we had the main event segment with Roman Reigns and CM Punk, where Roman Reigns told him essentially at the end, he's making everybody look bad. He's a try hard and he's old.
I'm going to talk more about this after the break. Observer Live.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash, whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, that main event segment, there were discussions because originally CM Punk mentioned Roman Reigns' dead father, that the big line at the end was going to be Roman saying something about Larry. And obviously it didn't happen. And I don't think, like, I don't know. I don't think that CM Punk would have said, that ain't happening. Maybe he would have.
But after saying something about the guy's dad?
That's my point. I think that when this whole thing started, my guess is that probably the idea was CM Punk's going to say something about his dad, Roman's going to say something about the dog, everybody was on the same page, whatever. The fact that it didn't happen tells me, I think, and this is all speculation, but I think they just figured fans ain't going to be down with him making a comment about the dog. They're just not going to be happy with him saying something about Larry, and it's going to be the wrong kind of heat, and let's not do it. And they didn't. They just said that CM Punk was old, which made him so mad he had to clobber Roman Reigns, and that was the end of the segment. I don't know. I mean, they're both really good on the mic, but it just feels, I hate to use this term, but it's what it feels like to me. It just feels like a try-hard storyline. We're just trying to convince you that they really hate each other and that they're out there shooting and that you never know what's going to happen in the match. And, I mean, come on. It's ridiculous. I don't think fans buy it. I don't buy it. You know, they're trying hard. I give them both credit. But it just feels like we got to, like, try to convince you, and it's just not going to happen. You are not going to convince them that this is real.
I bought it.
Get out of here. Come on.
Gladly.
It's ridiculous. Hey, we got it. Yes?
I said I'm on spring break.
We've got to get this audio fixed. That's all I'm doing this afternoon, everybody. I don't know how, but I will. But I'll be back tonight.
You have to start working for Tyline.
The Brian and Vinny Show will be talking the first night of Rey to Reyes tonight, everybody. So check it out, as well as Granny. And we'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.